And we share the prayers as they are printed and also projected this morning. Almighty God, you search our hearts and have seen our sin, and yet in your love have reconciled us to yourself through your Son. Give us your Spirit, the Spirit of our Lord Jesus, that our lives may grow in devotion to you for the salvation you have so graciously given to us. Lord, in your mercy, guide, we pray, our congregation in life and witness. Give us your grace so that in a land where strife is too common, we will be a place of peace. In our divided nation, make this your congregation a gathering of place of hearts united in you, who extend your welcome to all. Inspire all the members of your congregation to love this place where your name is invoked and your grace proclaimed. Lord, in your mercy. For the mission of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League in this congregation and throughout the world, that every heart will beat with your love and all hearts extend your hands of service to others. Through the faithful gathering of mites, may Lutheran women in mission continue to encourage us to put all you have given us into the mission of reaching the lost and erring. Lord, in your mercy. For the daily bread that sustains us in life, for food and health, for housing and clothing, for employment, for moderate weather, for justice and peace in our community and nation, that in every time of abundance and time of need, we may know your peace in our hearts. Lord, we do pray that that peace would come richly to those who are struggling in mind, body, and soul, especially for those families that are struggling today with the loss of loved ones, for the Santoras, as Brian mourns the loss of his grandfather, for the Abels, as they mourn George's uncle's death just recently, for the Gunther family, as they gather for a celebration of life for Roman this afternoon, that they would have peace, comfort, and rest in you. Lord, we also pray for Kylie and for Will, who are sick today. We also uplift those names that we name before you today: Haley, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Jerry and Joyce, Bob, Kai, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Mark, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Alex, Marianne, Steve, Brent, Professor Wiegman, Terry, Maggie Baker as she recovers from surgery, and husband Brian, Mason. And Lord, we also give you thanks for the protection that you've given for those who have been sick with COVID, and thank you for restoration for those that we pray for and uplift. Lord, in your mercy. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.